Matthew Stuckey here, and I wanted to give you another soul winning tip. And what I want to talk to you about is how to explain eternal security as we're going soul winning. How to explain eternal security as we're going soul winning. Now, I will make specific videos talking about how to explain murder and how to explain suicide. Things that are really a big stumbling block for people to believe in eternal security, because they're really big sins, or looked at as being very big sins. But I want to just kind of give you six quick points here about how to explain eternal security, things you can mention during the gospel presentation, and separately I'll have specific videos of how to explain suicide, how to explain murder for people to understand it. So number one, one thing that will help you explain eternal security to people is just making it very clear when you show them Revelation 21:8 early in your gospel presentation that one sin condemns someone to hell. The Bible says all liars shall have their part, all liars. Well, one murder equals murderer, one lie equals liar. And later on in the chapter, it says, whosoever loveth and maketh a lie, to be very specific. And so here's the thing, one lie condemns a person to hell and means they need a savior. Well, here's the thing, if you could lose your salvation, it would only take one lie. Sometimes I even ask people during the gospel presentation if they're struggling with eternal security, well, let's say you could lose your salvation, how many lies would it take to make you lose it? And so, you know what, if early on you're making it very clear that just one sin condemns someone to hell, it's going to be easier for them to understand that eternal security must be, forever, because otherwise we would all end up losing it and going to hell. Number two, another thing you can emphasize is that when a person gets saved, that salvation is a spiritual salvation. It's not a physical salvation. We are still physically going to die one day. But once you get saved, you are spiritually saved forever, and it is your soul that goes to heaven or hell when you die. So here's the thing. People, if they understand that once they get saved, they are spiritually saved, even if they physically commit a sin in the future, you know what? It's not their spiritual side. It is just their body that made that choice to commit that sin. Another thing you can emphasize, point number three, is that when a person gets saved, make it very clear that their sins, past, present, and future, big and small, are all already forgiven. Because after all, Jesus already died for our future sins, and he died for the big sins. So make them realize that it's not just that they have salvation up to the age they are now, but even into the future, because the full payment has already been made. So they are 100% perfect, 100% forgiven the moment they get saved, even from future sins. Number four, another thing you can emphasize is, the Bible says, he that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life. Make it very clear to them that the moment you believe, you receive eternal life. You receive everlasting life. You do not have to wait until the end of your life to receive everlasting life. You receive it the moment you believe. Because many people think, okay, it's eternal life. Okay, it's everlasting life. But I'm going to die one day. So that's referring to basically, at the moment of death, I'll have everlasting life. And so they don't understand it then. And so make it very clear that the moment you believe, now you have everlasting life spiritually, and so no matter what, even though you physically die, you will not go to the second death, but you will have eternal life in heaven. Number five, when you're explaining the born-again example, and look, I'll have a specific video talking about how to explain being born again and born into a family, but here's the thing, how many times were you physically born into this world? One time. So how many times do you need to be spiritually born into God's family? One time. A father will always be the father. A mother will always be the mother. Now, sometimes they get mad at their kids and sometimes they punish their kids, but they are still the parents of that child. It's the same thing with God. When you receive eternal life, he is your father. And look, a loving parent does not take their child and throw them in a burning oven and lock the door and turn up the heat. It's the same thing with eternal life. It's the same thing with being born into God's family. Once you're born into God's family, he is never going to send you to hell forever. Now, he'll punish you, he'll discipline you, but he will not send you to hell. And that leads to the last point, number six, which I just alluded to, which is a very, very important one, is that when you're explaining eternal security, make it clear that in this life, you will get punished if you do bad. Because look, it sounds a bit crazy if you tell people, hey, you can have eternal life today and then go out and do whatever you want, whether you become a drug dealer, whether you become a drunk, whether you commit adultery and leave your spouse, and you know what, you'll still go to heaven. Well, that is true. you will still go to heaven. However, you know what? It makes it very hard for people to comprehend and believe this unless you explain that in this life there is a judgment. So when we're explaining eternal security, make it very clear that salvation can never be lost. But one thing that will help people understand that is if they understand, you're not saying it's okay to commit sin and people will get away with their sin. You're just saying that the punishment will not be in hell. You'll be punished here on earth. And just as we talked about the father-son example, when my son acts up, you know, just slightly bad, he has a small punishment. When he acts really bad, he has a big punishment. Same thing with God. So the 6 points that, you know, you could express to help explain eternal security is that one sin is enough to condemn you to hell. And if you could lose your salvation, one sin would be all it would take. Number 2, you are spiritually perfect. It's not your body that goes to heaven or hell when you die. It's your soul. And you're spiritually perfect when you get saved, even though you will still commit sins and do wrong. Number 3, your sins are forgiven, past, present, and future, because Jesus already died for your future sins. He's not going to go back on the cross and die for you again. Number 4, that the Bible says hath, present tense, has everlasting life. So you do not have to wait to the end of your life to get eternal life or everlasting life or salvation or this gift. You get it the moment you believe. Number 5, you're only born into a family one time and your parents will always be your parents. But number 6, just as a loving parent will punish their children, God will punish you if you act up, but spiritually you are still perfect because it is everlasting life. It is eternal life. So those are 6 different things you can kind of emphasize during your gospel presentation, not all at once, but just kind of sprinkled in to help them, you know, start to fully understand this. You know, even early on, they're starting to grasp this, of ways to explain eternal security. Anyways, thank you and God bless.